Hi, welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for November 30. Simon Harrison with you, and John Dummersney joins me now. John, good afternoon.
Great afternoon, isn't it, Simon?
Well, I tell you what it is, if you're a New South Welshman following these horses in Perth, Bling It On, getting up over Lenny the Shark last night at Bunbury.
Yeah, New South Wales were on the march. The win of Bling It On was outstanding, and it proves that he should be there and he will be very competitive in the final. Of course, he's got to make it with the next round of heats. But Freiburg, he hit his straps, and Ultimate Art, he can be a surprise from time to time. And, they're all there. They're all line up again on Friday, and hopefully they'll finish in the placings and secure a spot in that grand final.
Because Bling It On has beaten Lenny the Shark before, hasn't he, in the Smoking Up Sprint?
Yes, he has. He can never be underestimated. His first run wasn't too bad across there in Perth. Long trip. It was a long trip for Lenny the Shark too, but he'd been the previous year, so he was accustomed to the trip. But no, he will continue to improve through the series, and the draws come into play on the little track in Gloucester Park. But three valuable entries we have from New South Wales. And I won't be too surprised if we win the Inter Dominion.
Okay, then. So Bling It On would be the strongest of our three chances?
Certainly, but never underestimate the other two. It's like all racing. A horse gets the right run. Other horses don't get the right run, and all of a sudden we have a winner that may not be exactly the favourite.
And just on the favourite from that heat that the Bling It On won, Lenny the Shark, he apparently pulled up well. There are no excuses, and I expect that he'll be ready for Friday's final round of heats.
I can't be underestimated. He and the stablemate, Hector JJ, they are still the two Quinella horses for the grand final. So, yes, we live in hope, and we have strong hope with our three, but they will be hard to meet. But David Aiken, I suppose I should really claim the two of them as New South Wales horses, because they're in our magnificent training centre there at Menangle Park from time to time. So, well, we've got five in it now, New South Wales, all of a sudden, and that was only through your encouragement, Simon.
Well, Hector JJ did win his heat, so he keeps on winning and is now the $2.50 outright favourite for the final. Lenny the Shark out to $3.20, and then Bling It On with John of Arc. Run One Over and Smolder all on the $12 line. Now, what did you make of the other couple of heat winners there? Three Blind Mice and Run One Over.
Good. They were heats of the other series, of course, of the other series that they're running in conjunction with the Inter Dominion. So Western Australian form is exactly that. It's a long way away, and I don't watch it too closely. I mainly concentrate on New South Wales and making sure that, you know, everything's on the up and up here in the Premier State.
Well, looking at local harness racing on Friday night, this will be on the same night as the final round of heats in Perth. The Truer Memorial's on at Bankstown, where Yaya's Hotspot is an odds-on favourite.
Yeah, time-honoured race, and the Bankstown Club, it's their main event for the year, and we hope this weather that is predicted for the rest of Sydney sort of clears up for them. They've had a horrid run the last couple of years with the Truer Memorial, but Yaya's Hotspot, Shane Trenton, Lauren Trenton, training partnership, and Lauren, of course, the driver. Barrier one, small track, speedy horse. Distance is something to look at, but it looks well and truly the chance. But once again, I say, in racing, anything can happen. Composed is an interesting runner for David Aiken, to be driven by Luke McCarthy, drawn right behind Yaya's Hotspot, and that old claimer for his owners. Could cause a boil over. Messini, a horse from a few years ago, a younger horse when he was a champion with the Purden Stable, he's a chance also.
I noticed Clancy's Fobwatch, the emergency in the Truer Memorial, but if Clancy's Fobwatch were to miss the run, I think he'll line up on Saturday night at Menangle.
Yes, that's certainly right.
In the Amy Harris Pace, where we've got a fives on favourite or a $1.20 favourite in Lombo Kotakinabalu, but it's just a field of six.
Yeah, just a small field, and these fields are impacted, of course, by the amount of racing that's on. And as we've got three horses or five, if you want to count it the way I do, in Perth, and of course we've got some of the horses lining up at Bankstown in the Truer Memorial the night before. So there is a little bit of a stress on the horse pool at any time, but particularly at this time of the year. But I think it'll be, once again, we wish them all the best, of course, and anything can happen in a race. But Lauren and Shane, they've got their team really firing, and they look a real good chance in that six-horse field.
And there's another feature race on the program on Saturday night at Menangle, John, the Chokin Stakes. We've got a field of eight here and $1.50 for number eight, Blue Moon Rising.
And the trainers again, Trenton and Trenton. Should be the favourite, certainly. It's got a picket line fence of wins before its name. But interesting runner, Kalu 303, been racing very, very well in the country for Barry Lou, driven by Matt Rue. He won't die wondering in that respect. And for Aaron Goadsby and Guy Chappell, Takara Truffle, drawn barrier one, three starts, three wins. You can't get much better than that. It'll be in the firing line all the way. And the form is right through this race because got a good reason. Two starts, two wins. The Art of Infusion, another horse, two starts and 2 seconds. So a strong field, even though there's only eight there for the $31,000 prize money.
Outside of Tabcorp Park, Menangle on Saturday and Bankstown on Friday, there's plenty of other activity going on around the state, John.
Yes, there's activity both on the racetrack. There's activity in the stewards' rooms and inquiries, and there's activity at the big clubs. And yesterday we made some significant moves forward with Wagga and the new facility where they're going to construct down in the Riverina, and that will really service that area very well. The clubs meet next Tuesday for their bi-monthly clubs meeting, and that there'll be a lot more to deliver from Harness Racing New South Wales to the clubs, in particular the race dates for the following year, and we'll see how the industry is going forward then.
Okay, good stuff, John. Thanks very much for the help with the podcast this week, and enjoy the week ahead, particularly Friday night at Gloucester Park and at Bankstown.
Will do, Simon.